Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, you think about when a powerful scripture that is made clear to us when in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, he says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then John chapter 3, when he starts talking about that Jesus is saying that the Son of Man did not come in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And it's like, wow, what a huge relief that the church's job is not to be out there condemning folks.
Right.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, what a concept.
Isn't that just, oh, so I just want to free you right now. You're thinking like, I don't know, who am I going to condemn today? It's like, that's not our job.
Right.
That's not our job. Jesus didn't come to condemn, but he came to save. So why would it be, why would some religious person think that that's their job to condemn, mm-hmm. you know? Mm. But he came to save. And you think, well, that's called conviction. What you're thinking about is conviction. When you think about, well, when somebody tells you about the things of God, because what happens is when Adam fell, when one man fell, everybody fell. We all fell. And outside of that, outside of a relationship with Jesus Christ, we were all bound and we were all condemned to death. Mm-hmm. So we're already serving a life sentence. And it's sort of like, can you imagine walking up to a prisoner that's on the death row, and you look in the bars, you walk by him, you look in the bars, and you tell him, he says, "You're a prisoner." And the guy's going to go, "Get this guy out of here," right? It's like, yeah, of course I'm a prisoner. I've been sentenced. I've been condemned, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you go, and that's the way it is when you tell somebody about their state. They already know that they already feel that. They already know. They agree with you instantly, but it's not going to produce anything. It's not, I mean, telling somebody what they are already is not going to motivate them. Mm. But begin to talk to them about the love of God, that God loves them and God's got a plan for your life. And that, you know, where you are right now, that sin separates us from God, but God dealt with the sin issue on the cross, and that if you have a relationship with him, he'll free us from this captivity, from this condemned state. He didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. So our job, our responsibility, our ministry as believers is to tell you that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. Now, you can convince me that everything's all right and you're going to survive outside of your relationship with God. And I'm, you know, and you can, you know, you're only fooling yourself in the context of that, because since you're already in a condemned state, it's not going to end well.
Right.
You know, it's appointed once to die, and then the judgment for the very fact that someone's saying, "Listen, man, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life," and drawing you, and the Holy Spirit's drawing you to Jesus. That's your moment in time to go, you know what? I am in this jail cell. I am locked down. I am on death row. I know that I'm serving a life sentence right here. But I just checked the gates. I just checked the door on this jail cell, and I realize that the key has been put into it. And the key is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if I push this door open, which is Jesus Christ, if I walk through this doorway, I will no longer be sitting in this jail cell anymore. I will not be serving a life sentence anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. And so, you know, telling them that they're a prisoner is not going to encourage them,
right.
You know, and right now you have so many, you know, we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And you have some folks right now, they're cranking up a notch, focusing on certain sins, while they themselves are in, you know, four or five other sins. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not good. You're not going to win that fight. Mm-hmm. As I said, you know, earlier programs, like, they're going to eat your lunch,
yeah.
You know, besides, that's not where we're not called to be sin focused. We're called to be focused on the kingdom of God and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Understand, telling me what I'm doing is sin when I don't know Jesus don't make no sense to me. And you're just telling me that I, you know, it doesn't make no sense.
Right.
The message of the cross is foolishness to those who don't believe. Get me to be a believer first. Let me know that God loves me first. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me the plan he has for me. He plans to bless me and to restore the years that my wrong way of living has destroyed in my life. That he can take this dark state, this place of broken relationship and endless dead end roads, and he can bring me on a life's journey to just that flourishes and blesses me. Let me know about that. And it's, I can imagine that people saying, you know, we got to go out here and get all this cleaning gear. And I says, why you want all this cleaning gear? And he says, well, you don't want to go fishing. I said, you don't fish with cleaning gear. You don't fish with, you know, scaling knives and all that stuff that you do to be able to clean a fish. You fish with fishing gear. And then after the fish says, okay, here I am, I'm in your net, then you clean me. But what fish is going to volunteer, because it makes no sense to them? Can you start scaling me because I'm thinking about biting the hook? I mean, you know, I mean, can you start, you know, telling me to get sin out of my life before I even know Jesus who dealt with my sin? It makes no sense. And so I just want to encourage you. When he says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, remember Jesus said himself that he did not come in the world to condemn the world, but he came in the world to save the world. And if we move outside of that, we ourselves are going to be condemned. We're opening ourselves up for somebody eating our lunch, because God's not going to let you have that kind of glory. Like all of a sudden your own righteousness has saved you. But once you know Jesus, once you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you understand at that point, he begins to just walk you on this journey. What you couldn't do outside the power, the finished work on the cross of Christ, you're able to do now, because Christ dwells inside of you. And when you rely on the finished work of the cross of Christ, what he asks of you is amazing, how the Holy Spirit empowers you to be able to walk this walk. And isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's powerful.
And it's amazing, too, when somebody becomes, they make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life and they're a Christian, that they did that by faith. But all of a sudden, it's like Galatians, somebody cuts in on them and they start now trying to accomplish by works what they got by faith. And they're trying to make themselves change and be transformed, and they just keep falling and falling and falling. But the thing about it is, and this is what Paul said, is who's bewitched you? Who's cut in on you? Are you trying to finish in the flesh what was begun in the spirit? And what happens, though, when you continue to rely on the finished work of Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ, is to understand that he will empower you to be able to walk out in a place of obedience that you never could. But it's amazing, isn't it amazing how he can do that?
Yeah.
And you get no credit for it, because if he was to pull his hand back, you know, he could prove him that it's him, right?
Instantly.
At any moment, God can pull the rug out from anybody. And he still loves the person. He still loves us. But just to show that it's him and it's not us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you today that if you've been caught up in that condemning bandwagon and you felt like it's your job to point out, you know, everybody's faults and all their problems at workplace, and you're thinking you're witnessing for Jesus when you're actually just being critical and fault-finding in the workplace, you're damaging the gospel by doing that, or buying people's books and just circling all the wrong things. Think about it. We're called to share forth the love of God. Now, you may be being convicted about wrong things you're doing, and don't mix that up with being condemned. That's just God convicting you by his Spirit, letting you know that if you'll come to me, I'll forgive you. If you'll confess that thing that I'm touching in your life, I'll forgive you. I'll restore you. I'll heal you. Listen, Jesus Christ did not come in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And now he's sending us out to do the very same thing, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not yet on there. Say, you want V
VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.